Hello everyone, this is Stars on Tap and I'm Steve Martin, your host. Today is October the 1st, 2013. We are here to discuss the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast DVD set available in stores today. We're speaking with Rich Little, who had quite a bit to do with the DVD roast as a roaster, and we're here to get his ideas on how that went down. So how are you, Rich?
I'm fine. Doing great. I've been going around the country and all plugging that Dean Martin roast. I think one of the reasons is that I'm one of the few people that's still alive that did them, you know.
You know, I was kind of wondering that last night, that there's not many left of those people. But we're sure glad to have you.
Yeah, that's true. Most of them are gone. Well, Don Rickles is still around. Ruth Buzzi's still around, you know, a couple of others, but not many. I was in my 20s when I did them, so, you know, it was a great thrill for me to be with so many great actors and great comedians, and to be standing up there with, you know, a lot of my idols was a tremendous thrill for me.
I'm sure it was. Exactly how many roasts were you involved in?
I did about 24.
Okay.
24 roasts.
Now, were those? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I think the reason I did so many was that I could imitate so many people on the dais. And I think if they had enough people on the dais that I impersonated, they usually asked me on, you know. So I was kind of different than other people on the roast who just told jokes, because I did impersonations of a lot of the people that were there. And I think that was a big plus for me.
Well, you did a fine job on everybody, and I'm sure you can still do them all, and probably a lot more too.
Well, yeah, most of my act was on the dais, and you know, Dean was he was quite a character. I never got to know him. I don't think anybody did. You know, he was a loner, but he was very nice and very cordial, and. You know, he just waltzed in and did the roast and disappeared, so we didn't see much of Dean, you know.
I see. What were some of your favorite recollections of those roasts?
Sitting there in terror, wondering when they're going to call you, because they never gave you the order, and, you know, you sat on the dais and waiting for your turn, and then you had to get up and concentrate on what you're doing and not think about you're performing in front of Jack Benny and George Burns and John Wayne and Orson Welles and Lucille Ball. You know, you have to forget about that and just play it as well as you can, because it was great fun, but it was terrifying because I was so young and inexperienced, and I was working with pros, you know. But I did enjoy it. It was fun to do.
You know, all those were live, weren't they?
No, they were fake.
I see.
They hardly ever stopped, you know.
I see.
They were taped some in Hollywood, most of them in MGM Grand in Vegas, and taped in front of an audience. And once in a while, they would stop when something became totally confusing. But usually they went right through, and the minute the show was over, Dean was out of there, so
well,
we had to move it along, you know.
Who would have been your favorite celebrity that you roasted?
Oh, I'd probably think that Jimmy Stewart was. I just got along great with Jimmy, and I remember that the routine I did, I taught Jimmy how to do himself, and he did it badly, and I told him to sit down. That was the worst Jimmy Stewart I've ever heard.
That's awesome. That's truly awesome. You guys must have had so much fun doing those things, and they were yearly, I believe, and they just attracted so many people to TV. When you knew that this thing was coming on TV, there was nothing else that you were going to do, but you were going to sit down and watch this. And
yeah,
it's just an amazing time. I don't think in today's time this could be pulled off like it was pulled off then.
Well, you had the best comics and the best actors in the world on those roasts, you know, and I don't think you can do that today, you know. I mean, I've seen some of the modern roasts. They're pretty blue, and most of the people I don't even know. So, you know, you're talking about the real pros that were on those shows, and they're all gone. And so, you know, everybody just was got along so well, and everybody was very funny. You know, there were a few people that a few movie stars who didn't really know what they were doing, and they were trying to read jokes and didn't have great timing, and there were a few people cut from the roast that didn't make it. But you know, if somebody was, it was big enough and their jokes weren't working, they would cut the shots of people laughing from other shows.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you?
Make it look good, you know?
Sure. Sure. Were you ever roasted?
No, I was never roasted. No. No, I was never. I was roasted by the Friars in New York and in Los Angeles. It was a private affair, but I was never roasted on the Dean Martin show or the Dean Martin roast. I was never a roastee, no.
Oh, I think you would have made an excellent roasted celebrity.
Well, I guess they preferred me, you know, roasting other people than being roasted myself. I don't know. I just was never asked.
Well, you know, as a comedian and as a an impressionist, I should say, you were on a lot of other shows that seems like I remember you being on. Is that how you think you managed to become so popular and become on the roast?
Oh yeah, well I've done Sullivan Show a lot of times and hosted the Tonight Show and appeared on the Tonight Show and did Hollywood Squares, and you know, I did a lot of shows back in the 70s. I did the Flying Nun, I did Love Boat, I did That Girl, Petticoat Junction, Lucille Ball. I was on a lot of TV in the 70s. That was my peak period, and I was on television almost every week. You know,
it does seem that
now,
way.
When you get older, you know, they the demographics is they all want younger people. But in those days, I was on TV a lot.
You absolutely were. Seems like I remember, like you said, being on some show every week, and it was always something different, and it showed a lot of
laughing, and a lot of those shows back there, Brady Bunch, and you know, I was doing pretty good in the 70s and into the 80s, but you know, I'm still working today. I'm doing a one man show on the life of Jimmy Stewart, and I've been touring the country with that, and I'm going to take it to Broadway next year, so that's kind of exciting. And you know, Jimmy was always my favorite, and I've just put the show together, and it seems to be working great. So I'm hopeful that'll go to Broadway next year. It looks like it is, yeah.
Do you know where we might be able to go on the internet to see where you might be coming up around the country?
Yeah, all over the country, you know, various theaters, and I haven't come to your area. I hope I will soon, but... No, until we go to Broadway, I'm playing it on the road. I just finished Branson, Missouri with, I did the Andy Williams Theater there, the old Andy Williams Theater, and last weekend, and that was a big success. And so, you know, I'm still out there. I'm still performing.
That's awesome. I'd really love to see your show. If you ever come close, I'd like to catch that.
Yeah, great.
The Branson thing itself kind of popped up overnight, it seems like, and the Andy Williams thing mm-hmm. just seems to be so popular anymore, and it used to be you know, several places around the country you could go, but Branson just popped up, and it seems to be doing well. What do you think?
No, Branson isn't what it used to be. They're not as many people as there used to be 20 years ago. I think the economy affected Branson quite a bit. And there's still a lot of theaters there. You know, I think the Andy Williams Theater is the most successful. But I thought the attendance was down from what it was 20 years ago, because I was there 20 years ago performing at Andy Williams Theater back then, and also at the Osmond Theater, and there seemed to be a lot more people. than there were this time.
I see. Do you think that you would be interested in doing a roast if you were offered in this day and time?
I don't think I'd be asked, to tell you the truth. I think they want younger people. And I'd be honored, but I don't think it's going to happen, you know. Thanks for the suggestion.
Well, you know, I
wouldn't mind doing that. Maybe I'll be barbecued instead of roasted.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Okay. On a gas grill, not charcoal.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha. What would your website be, if you have one? I'm sure you do. And do you do Facebook or any kind of social media where that remember
I'm,
you?
I'm on richlittle.com, and you can pick me up and see what I'm doing and where I'm going to be performing. And
okay.
You know, I'm busy, not as busy as I was. I just spent a year at Hilton Hotel doing Jimmy Stewart. And I was at Hilton for a whole year. Since then, things have slowed down a bit. But, I've still got a few more dates coming up. And, it's fun to get out there. I enjoy working in front of an audience a lot.
Do you do social media?
Oh, yeah, I do social media, yeah. Well, I'm doing a lot of plugging for these Dean Martin roasts, you know.
Sure.
They've just come out on DVD, and I think they're going to be a big seller, I really do, for not only older people, but for younger people sort of curious as to what these great comedians were all about. I think there's a curiosity thing there.
Sure there is. So you are on Facebook, or you're not on Facebook?
I don't know whether I'm on Facebook or not. I think I am, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people probably would be interested. The last thing, I just want to thank you for being on. I need to mention a couple of things, and I'll let you go. Sorry about my voice. I'm trying to battle some bronchitis. So,
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking with Rich Little to discuss the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast from 1974 to, I believe, 1984. They're available in stores worldwide today. I'd like to thank our co-producer, which is Ms. Rhea Roma of Rhea's Rescues in the greater Los Angeles area. I'd like to mention Jimmy Lawson, SpaceCoastIRadio.com in Melbourne, Florida, for playing this show and other shows. Broadcasting on the internet, Jimmy is a wonderful host, and check out SpaceCoastIRadio.com. I'd like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org, where you can donate a blanket, any kind of linen, to an animal shelter, where you can make an animal more comfortable to be adopted and taken home to a good family. And I'd like to mention SavingCanineLivesPlus.org, also in the Los Angeles area, for rescuing animals in need and setting those guys on the right path to a good home. And I appreciate all that from all you guys. I'd like to thank my wife, Betty, who's our co-producer and our technical advisor. Without Betty, we couldn't pull this off. And I'd also like to thank God for the opportunity of being able to speak with Rich today about the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast that we're talking about. And until next time, I'm Steve Martin, your host. Enjoy the music.